praise you and we thank you for allowing us to see another beautiful day. We thank you for blessing us with a great day on yesterday and all of the yesterdays past. We thank you for the many and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is sitting at your right hand. We don't understand it all, but we believe it all, and we thank you for it all. We individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults. Lord, you know what we have said and done better than we do. So for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, even sins of the heart and mind, as we from our hearts by your grace forgive others. We thank you so much this morning for allowing us to be here before your throne of grace. And Lord, we pray that you would, for those of us who are truly saved, crush and crucify our flesh afresh and anew this morning, and help us not to walk in the flesh, but to be filled with your Holy Spirit and to walk in the power of your Holy Spirit throughout this day. Deliver us, Lord, from temptation, evil, and sin, and grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right. We thank you for providing for us our daily bread, and we pray that you would continue to do so as long as we live on this earth. And we give you glory, praise, and honor for that. And Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life blessings, Lord, upon our family extended, our clients, our churches, our people who've gotten saved through the ministry, our people who rededicated their life through the ministry, our people who have emailed in for prayer. Hear and answer our prayers for them, and hear and answer their prayers for themselves. And Lord, touch the hearts of people to pray for us as we pray for others. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. And fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart for this day. And all of the things that in our minds that are lined up to do today, we pray that you would help us to do exactly what you want us to do and help us to do it for your glory. Have us to continue to find favor in your sight through your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the sight of even sinful people like we are, and have them to find favor and love in our sight. Lord, I pray that you'll help us to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways and to humble ourselves before you. Help us all to get back to true New Testament revival, and that is back to our first love. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Join me in praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our devotional passage from the Word of God is the beautiful Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. We read from the Old King James Version. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect. Amen, somebody. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Amen, somebody. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And everybody said amen to the word of God. Brother Matthew Henry wrote in his commentary, one of the best devotional commentaries ever written, he said, "The heavens so declare the glory of God and proclaim his wisdom, power, and goodness, that all ungodly men are left without excuse. They speak themselves to be works of God's hands, for they must have a creator who is eternal, infinitely wise, powerful, and good. God's word warns the wicked not to go on in his wicked way." May God work in your life this truth. "And warns the righteous not to turn from his good way. There is a reward not only after keeping, but in keeping God's commandments. Religion makes our comforts sweet." Amen, somebody. "And our crosses easy. Life truly valuable, and death itself truly desirable." I think Matthew Henry knew what he was talking about based upon the word of God. Please join me for now prayer for governmental leaders across this country and around the globe. The reason why we do this is found in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Where the Bible says, "I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." And may I say to you that when President Obama was president, I know for a fact many people who did not vote for him prayed for him every day. Many white people who did not vote for him, who did not care for his leadership. I know that they prayed for him. And so now we have a different president, and God is calling, and I'm talking about Christians now. I'm not talking about lost people, and I'm not talking about witches who are trying to conjure up some kind of spell against this president. I'm talking about Christians, whether you be black or white, ought to be praying for this president and his family, even our last president, President Obama, said we need to be pulling for him, because if he wins, we ought to win. We will win as well. So let's pray for this president and this administration to do well. And we will be honoring God by doing so, and obeying God by doing so. With that, let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords, for he is over everything and everybody. And we pray now for salvation, spiritual, life, blessings upon President Donald Trump. We pray for wisdom for him. Give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, insight, and discernment to lead this great country that you created. And what a great country it is. And we, however, Lord, are turning away from you, and we deserve exactly what Sodom and Gomorrah received. Have mercy and grace upon the wicked people of this nation, including many of us as Christians. We pray salvation, spiritual, family, life, blessings, and wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight also upon Vice President Mike Pence, First Lady Melania Trump, who has now moved into the White House with their son. And we pray that you would make her to be a great First Lady. We pray the same blessings upon Second Lady Karen Pence, presidential aide, such as Senior Associate Counsel Uttam Dhillon, leaders of federal agencies such as the Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shokin, state governors, New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez, city mayors, Indianapolis, Indiana Mayor Joseph Hogsett, U.S. Senators and representatives such as Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, police chiefs, Phoenix, Arizona Police Chief Jerry Williams, sheriffs, county sheriffs, Los Angeles, California County Sheriff James McDonald. Holy Father God, we thank you for these men that you have called to protect the innocent and to shackle and to punish the wicked. Lord, we pray for your protection around all of them, that none will die, that they will live and continue to do the great job. I thank you, Lord, so much for the police officers, officers and sheriffs, deputy sheriffs, and the sheriff of the county in which I live, for they have done a magnificent job. They are an example of a great police force and sheriff force as well. So Holy Father God, we pray for all law enforcement officials. We pray for your leadership, guidance, and direction in their lives. We thank you for Brother Brown, who now has a book and is moving on to help lead the nation. We pray for the leaders of nations around the world. We pray for Australian Governor General Sir Peter Cosgrove and Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. We pray that you lead, guide, and direct them in the way that you want them to go. And we also pray for church leadership. And we pray for the Southern Baptists who are meeting this week. that they would have a great conference and convention, and that through prayer, repentance, revival will break out in that great convention who is set to do great things in this country by your grace. We pray also for the leaders of the National Baptist Convention. We pray for the Assistant Secretary James Blossengame. Lead God and direct him. And we pray also for the sad current events that are happening around us in the news. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the Chinese Christians who were arrested and had their church building demolished last week. Holy Father God, comfort them and help them by your grace, by the power of your Holy Spirit, as only you can. And help us as Christians to stand with them in America. We pray for the leadership, guidance, and direction of the Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting beginning today. We pray for families of over 700 people who have died from cholera. And we pray the cholera outbreak in Yemen. We pray for over 100,000 who have been infected, that they would live and not die, and help us and help all who are nearby to help with this tragic situation before it breaks out across borders as well. We pray for the families of three soldiers and three citizens killed in Afghanistan attacks. Please heal them and comfort them by your grace as only you can. Save those who are left behind who are not saved. We pray for the families of over 60 people killed by Boko Haram suicide bombings in Nigeria. And Lord, we pray that you'd intervene and protect the children and protect the families there. And Holy Father God, we pray for the provision of food and clean water to 20 million starving people in South Sudan. Help Franklin Graham, help the leaders of other organizations to meet the need as much as they can. But Lord, comfort these people and help these people as only you can. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for your protection of the persecuted Christians around the world, and that you would give them grace in what may be their dying hours, and prepare us in this country for death. Prepare us for life. Prepare us for tragedy and beforehand, and so that we will not be shocked when it happens. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray. We commit these souls into your hands and our souls as well. In Jesus Christ's name we continue to pray for the prayer requests that have been sent in to us. Holy Father God, we pray for Roshane. Help her to pass all her exams and keep her from failure in her life. Help her to be successful academically. We pray for Inna. Please give her faith, confidence, peace, and joy. Deliver her from depression and being bullied. Help her not to hate herself. We pray for Pauly. Please fill her and anoint her to do everything by your Holy Spirit and use her to do your work. And Lord, we pray for Karen. Please reunite and save her family. We pray for Eric. Please bless his community and help them stand for your truth. We pray for Subda. Please save his wife, his children, and his siblings. We pray for Jordan. Please give Jordan, Eleanor, Kyle, Colin, Caden, emotional and spiritual protection from negative people, especially his mother-in-law and sister-in-law. Keep them from starting up trouble and disrupting his family. Please save them both. We also pray for Shaka. Please help her brother to stop drinking and help her not to be depressed because of their father's murder. Please help them to get answers as to why their father was killed. Holy Father God, we pray for Dottie, for your divine intervention, protection, supernatural favor, and blessings for her family. We pray for Edmund. Please save his bosses, stir up the hearts of his family for ministry, for repentance, and for the cleansing of the church. Deliver them from dead religion to saving faith in you through Jesus Christ by grace. Please order his work and give him wisdom. And Holy Father God, we pray for Alina. Help. We pray for Alina. Please deliver her from all demonic forces and save her neighbor and mother. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. And Holy Father God, we pray for the people who have trusted you as Savior through this ministry. We pray for Emmanuel. We pray for Effiani. We pray for Mary. We pray for Sibia. We pray for Rebecca. We pray for Otara. We pray for Alinja. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and help them to grow in the faith. Help us to be the good disciples of the disciples. And Holy Father God, we pray for people who have recommitted their lives to you through this ministry. We pray for Linio. We pray for Pascal. We pray for Dorcas. We pray for Alimi. We pray for Noma. We pray for Sheldon. And we pray for Jennifer. We commit these souls into your hands and help them to stand strong and not go back. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. For our devotional reading today, the title is The Staggering Question. The Staggering Question by Oswald Chambers. Now pay attention, because Oswald Chambers and a couple of the devotional guys we deal with, R.A. Torrey, they go very deep. They go very deep. So pay attention. Ezekiel 37:3 says, "He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? Can a sinner be turned into a saint? Can a twisted life be made right? There is only one appropriate answer. O Lord God, you know. Never forge ahead with your religious common sense and say, oh yes, with just a little more Bible reading, a little more devotional time and prayer, I see how it can be done. It is much easier to do something than to trust in God." We have a whole lot of people today who are doing things, but they don't believe in God. "We see the activity and mistake panic for inspiration. My God, my God. That is why we see so few fellow workers with God, yet so many people working for God," they say. "We would much rather work for God than believe in God." I told you, these fellows are deep. "Do I really believe that God will do in me what I cannot do? The degree of hopelessness I have for others comes from never realizing that God has done anything for me." That's bad. "How can you help somebody know God when you really don't know him yourself? How can you tell somebody that God will help you if you have, in your mind, never been helped by God?" And I'm adding that part. "Is my own personal experience such a wonderful realization of God's power and might that I can never have a sense of hopelessness for anyone else I see? Has any spiritual work been accomplished in me at all?" Think about it. I'm afraid that we have some people where they have never had any real experience with God themselves. And that's why they're so dead, so mad, so sad, so pitiful, so depressed. And that's why they have never witnessed anybody else. They don't even have room to witness to somebody else or to encourage somebody else. Because in their pitiful minds, God has never done anything for them. And I'm adding that. Back to the text, if you will, the devotional text. The degree of panic activity in my life is equal to the degree of my lack of personal spiritual experience with God. In Ezekiel 37:12, God says, "Behold, O my people, I will open your graves." When God wants to show you what human nature is like, separated from himself, he shows it to you in yourself. If the Spirit of God has ever given you a vision of what you are apart from the grace of God, and he will only do this when his Spirit is at work in you, then you know that in reality there is no criminal half as bad as you yourself. Amen, somebody. Could be without his grace. My grave has been opened by God, and I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. God's Spirit continually reveals to his children what human nature is like apart from his grace. Amen, somebody. So, beloved, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior today, allow me to tell you about that, but let's pray for some Christians first. Holy Father God, we thank you so much for this time together. And sadly, some of us are like dead men, dead women walking. We claim to be Christians, and we think Christian work, but we have no life. And we have no real experience with you. And so since that is the case, we can't help anybody else. For those who are like that, I pray that they would seek your face. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you, shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you, dear friend, right now believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, for the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you, shall be saved," and pray and ask him to save you, he'll save you. I'm willing to lead you in that prayer. Please follow me phrase by phrase, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, so that you could go free and avoid that awful place called hell and have a home in heaven. Why don't you pray with me right now? Repeat after me phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and that I've done many evil things in my life, deserving of eternal punishment in that awful place called hell. Please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and please forgive me of my offenses. Forgive me of my sins. my failures and my faults. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul from sin and hell, which I deserve. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Show me the wickedness of my sins. And help me to repent and to turn away from my wicked ways and to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you just trusted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer and meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Bible, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. The devil is mad and God and the angels of heaven are glad, and we are too. So welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, and I love this verse, I am, the devil hates it, and the Judases of the world hate it, and they try to mess it up and misquote it and so forth, but I love it. John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find a pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer. I'll see you tomorrow morning.